This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Usually I like to take nice, quiet walks. Apparently not today. But I thank you all for the company.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
That is what goes on in America.
And that kind of crap is not going to work in the United States.
Excuse me. I am talking to him. You know, that's not very nice.
That question annoys me.
Excuse me. Shut up. You don't have the microphone.
But no, I do not have dual citizenship with Israel. I'm an American. I don't know where that question came from.
That is a low blow.
Well, I think we're going to win 398-44. How do I know?
Based on what did they say?
I don't know.
Based on David Brock's long history of honesty and integrity.
All right, what about ISIS, guys? How often are these people talking about the issues that we talked about there?
That'll scare you into doing silly things. Now you want to talk about real issues.
We will raise taxes. Yes, we will.
No. Handle classified information?
No.
Or is that not a fair?
No.
Okay. No.
Hold on. Wait a second. Whoa. Oh, my God.
No.
Jesus.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, this poor Byrne. He's still in the burn, but the burn's on him, isn't it, guys? I mean,
Well,
just amazing. Hey, with us right now, and we want to talk a little bit more about it, but, you know, we're fortunate to have Troy Carl with us in person, live and in person. We've had a chance over the years, you know, to talk with Troy and with the organization, the Memory Bible Stick, which is absolutely incredible. Troy, we're here at NRB Proclaim 16. Congratulations. All the growth and expansion. What you guys have been able to do with this Memory Bible Stick is just awesome.
Well, it's been a wonderful blessing to be able to provide the Military Bible Stick to so many troops, and God has just seemingly blessed it beyond our belief.
What last time we talked with Troy, you know, the issue is we got military men, and they're there, and you know, they need spiritual a spiritual anchor. And nothing better than to have the word. And they've come up with this idea, which now has been, last time it was over a half million.
Yeah, we're at over 600,000 now.
600,000, they have put these memory Bible sticks in the hands of our military service people overseas. And this is such a blessing for them. And the response that you're getting from the military, they love this. I mean,
they absolutely love it.
Better than food, they say. Which is right? Isn't that what Jesus said?
That's right. Spiritual underpinning is one of the core principles of a successful military fighting force. Of course, at least that's what we believe is what makes American troops so unique and so special. They have physical strength, they have mental strength, but they also have spiritual strength. Right. And that really is an important part of their ecosystem. And chaplains are telling us that with all the constraints that they feel to all the constraints that they're under when it comes to proselytizing or sharing the gospel, they said this military Bible stick, it allows us to just put the Bible in a soldier's hand, and they can listen to the Word of God and then come back, ask questions. Many are coming to faith, and it's been a tremendous, tremendous tool that these chaplains are using.
I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and if you go to the website...
MilitaryBibleStick.com.
That's simple. You know, okay, you go to the website, you can actually see the device. It is so cool. It comes with an earpiece, so they can plug in And it's got a little toggle device, so they can pick the Bible, you know, the verse and the chapter and that they want.
That's correct.
Right?
So it's a complete audio-dramatized New Testament. So it's like, you know, radio for the mind. It's
right,
not
exactly.
Just somebody reading with a guitar in the background. I mean, it's full dramatized. And we've also taken selected psalms that chaplains say are really, really helpful to our troops. It's really been amazing. And one of the testimonies that I recently received was from a master sergeant that got hit by an IED. He came back. He had a military Bible stick with him. He was at the VA. And he told us, you know, I have shrapnel in my body, and my body will naturally repel that shrapnel. It'll come to the top of the skin, and then I go to the VA, and they cut it out. He said, but what do I do for the mental shrapnel that I have to deal with? He said, this Bible stick drives that bad stuff out, and it helped. Of course, we know the Bible says that you can renew your mind by the washing of the water of the Word.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you can partner with Troy, the organization, Military Bible Stick. Make sure you check out their website, militarybiblestick.com. Come alongside. This is a great benefit. You know, our soldiers overseas are being so blessed by this. Troy, thank you so much for your effort. I'm excited to hear about the growth. Over 600,000 now.
Yeah, and thank you so much for all of your generous support. We appreciate it.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We're coming to you live where all the cats hang out. That would be in Nashville at NRB Proclaim 16. We're having a good time here. And our next guests are settling in. And while they do, I will remind you that Bill Martinez Live is heard Monday through Friday. Yes, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. We got some great news, right, guys? We're going to be going to 3 hours. Is that the good news?
Man, that's exactly excellent. Right. It's going
to
be
so
great.
9 to
3
noon
hours,
Eastern,
yeah.
starting next week, March 1st. That's a good time. And that's my birthday month, by the way, guys. I just want you
me
to know
too.
That.
Me too.
It's our birthday month. Who knows?
Yep.
I mean, we may find ourselves in Minnesota. I mean, from Nashville to Minnesota,
there
why
you
not,
go. Man? All right.
Hey, it's all good. Hey, I'm blessed, and we're all blessed to have in the studio with us Aaron and Melissa Klein. You know, we've heard their story that's just been most incredible. But with that story, you know, we always, you know, I tell people I've become a but God Christian, and they look at me and they go, but God Christian? I go, yeah, because whenever you read the Bible, it's all this bad news, and then you get that transitional phrase, but God. You know, it's like when you hear but God, you hear the trumpets blasting, and because you know, hey, look at, you know, like my good friend used to say, and he still says, bless his heart, it's Friday but Sunday's coming, and Sunday's always just around the corner, right? Aaron, Melissa, thank you so much for stopping in. Good to see you here in Nashville for NRB Proclaim 16. We got to see each other a little bit more often than this, although we had Aaron on the phone the last time. So, but it's good to have both of you. I'm going to move you up closer to this one mic here so we can share. We understand, based on this announcement, that First Liberty is going to be representing the Kleins now, right?
That's correct,
okay.
Yeah.
We have Jeremy here also as well from First Liberty, so he can make sure that we're saying this right. You know, I really appreciate First Liberty, and I know a lot of people who have supported Melissa and Aaron because, I mean, you know, crowdfunding was behind helping them out to, you know, fight the good fight because, I mean, it's bad enough that their bakery has been closed, your dream has been interrupted. But, you know, sometimes it's interesting. You know, I know that's your passion, it's your heart, it's been your dream. And sometimes it can be interrupted, but it's only because God's putting into a gestation period. And something new is growing out of this. But, you know, meanwhile, First Liberty coming alongside to defend our rights, because that's that's the environment we're in right now, Jeremy, right?
That's exactly right. And this case is really going to determine whether or not people of faith in America are going to be able to carry their faith into their workplace, to be able to run their business according to the conscience that has ordered their lives by the God that has redeemed their lives. Mm-hmm. And so we're glad at First Liberty Institute to be able to represent and come along beside Aaron and Melissa Klein. We're thankful, really, for our lead counsel in this case, Boyden Gray, one of the most preeminent attorneys in this country, former ambassador to the European Union, former White House counsel to George H.W. Bush. This is a good legal team, and we're thankful that we can get, finally, a day in the court for Aaron and Melissa and hope we can restore their religious liberty rights.
And the thing is, Melissa, it's not just about you, although it is about you. It's all our religious liberty. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, the last time we talked, you said, I didn't want to be here. I didn't choose this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and another thing is, too, is like we definitely, you know, we could give up. We could just walk away from this, but we're thinking about the next person in line. If we don't fight for this, then, you know, we're just leaving them. So, you know, we need to fight for everybody.
Well, Aaron, we've talked before, and I know you. You take a bullet for anybody. You're just that kind of guy. And, And for you, you know, to take a bullet for all of us, you know, you and your wife, what this has done for your family. I mean, this isn't a picnic. I mean, there's no question that when, you know, you're in the center of God's will, sometimes it's not fun. You know, sometimes you're like in that spin cycle, you know, where you're just being whirled around, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not something you ever expect. I mean, I would have never expected to start out, you know, just having my wife and I, just small business, American dream. And then, you know, of course, you dedicate it to the Lord and you say, hey, this is what we're doing, God, and we want to please you with it. And, well, sometimes God takes it in a direction you never thought it would go. But we're gonna continue to fight this because, like Melissa said, this is bigger than just us. This is every Christian in America.
I mean, this is over cake and cupcakes. Come on, are you kidding me?
It's really odd where these battles come up.
Yeah, but interesting nonetheless. But they're battles and they're important, Jeremy, for us to fight them because that's the environment that we're in today, right?
Absolutely. Look, if this can happen to Aaron and Melissa Klein, it can happen to anybody in this country. Whether you're in the corner office or down in the warehouse, you have the right to be able to be to express your faith, even at work. And the government should never, ever be punishing people for simply running their business according to their faith. I mean, I find it absolutely astonishing that the state of Oregon not only penalized them for expressing their faith while at work to the tune of $135,000, but then they went into their bank account, even without permission, and swiped out all the money that was in the bank account. Thank goodness for that crowdsourcing you mentioned earlier. They were able to satisfy that penalty for the time being. We put that in a kind of an escrow account so that we can at least have this appeal where we expect that we will be able to reverse the wrong that has been done here on their religious liberty, on their free speech, due process. There's all kinds of problems here. But this is what happens when the government begins to punish and not protect your religious liberty.
Well, Jeremy, you're an attorney, so you know this better than I do. And the thing that galls me is this money. Did it go to the victims?
No, it is right now in escrow. No. So it's kind of in limbo.
Will it go to the victims?
Well, not hopefully not when we're involved here. I think we're going to be able to turn this all the back around.
I understand
around.
That part, but when it's finally distributed, rarely does it go to the victims.
Yeah.
It just kind of goes into this holding tank of the government,
yeah.
You know, and it's like you guys don't have enough already. I mean, I see where victims, you know, the government uses alleged victims, and they're taking advantage of this big time. You know, Melissa, the whole idea of the First Amendment right, I know that you studied the Constitution, you appreciated it, but now you're living it, right? More Aaron.
Hold both together.
Yeah, right. But still, I mean, what you're learning about the First Amendment as a result of going through this, I mean, what do you have to say to America? I mean, you guys have been on the front line. You're paying the big price for us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I
threw the ball up. I tossed it up, and they're kind of like, okay.
Which one? I would say to America that, you know, we are, just like Reagan said, one generation away from losing our freedoms, losing our liberty. And if we don't fight for that, we're going to lose it. So I would encourage everybody to stand up. Stand up. Get the vote out. Get out there. Start doing what we're called to do as Christians, as people in America.
Melissa, how are you doing? I mean, because this... I know that Aaron's been. I mean, this is both of you, but this was really started. I mean, the whole bakery and the old really started you. This is your dream, that the government is stomping on right now. How are you doing?
Well, I've actually, you know, it's been 3 years, but it's been really hard. I've, you know, with losing my business, I've been trying not to get emotional right now, but, you know, it's been really hard, and I miss it, and, you know, it was like our second home for our family, and our kids came to our shop with us, and, you know, they miss it, and, you know.
Now, you can still bake, though, right? I mean, in your own kitchen, right?
Not like that.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, like I said to you, I want you to be encouraged. I really believe that God has you exactly where you need to be for this season. And what you're doing for all of us, I cannot thank you enough.
Well, thank you.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. You will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where else did he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'm not going to talk about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, we got something for you to talk about here in a big sort of way. It's Bill Martinez live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, America, coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. As you heard in the last break, this was breaking news. We're now going to be going to 3 hours starting March the 1st. So we will be on across this great country of ours from 9 to 12, fighting the good fight to do everything we can to get this country back on track. As I say, we want to give you something to talk about and something to look at, which we've already got linked on our website, by the way.
Great.
Josh Enk is with us. With Sight and Sound, this has been an incredible story for you, kind of a little bit of a family affair, the way things worked out, but what a blessing what your father-in-law was able to create and then be fortunate enough, this is destiny, that you two would be marrying his daughters and now be involved with Sight and Sound.
It's absolutely incredible, and Bill, I just have to say it's great to be here with you this morning, and I just appreciate you letting us have some time here.
Well, I'd love to have you on. I think that people are going to be blown away, especially, like I said, it's already linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, because you've got to see this. For some people who have been exposed to Sight and Sound, because you've been around for quite a while.
Actually, this year we celebrate our 40th year anniversary.
Wow,
we started in 1976, so when our country was celebrating the bicentennial, we were celebrating our birth.
Wow, that's very cool. Well, explain to the people the genesis of Sight and Sound, what it was all about, you know, what your father-in-law had in terms of the vision, because you guys have taken it to another level.
Yeah, we have. You know, for 40 years, we've been bringing the Bible to life on stage. And we have gone from a small theater in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, to this point in time, two theaters that are absolutely world-class, 2,070-seat-plus theaters in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and one in Branson, Missouri. But it is absolutely a phenomenal story. My father-in-law was the entrepreneur of entrepreneurs, and he loved the Lord. And you put those two things together, and this is what you get.
Yes.
And there was no stopping him and his wife, Shirley. A lot of times he'd say he was the throttle, she was the brake. If it wasn't for her, he'd be off the cliff. If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have moved a muscle.
Right.
But early on, he had a great passion to bring the Bible to life in an epic way. He was a painter, an artist, and he used his creative gifts to really demonstrate and portray these timeless stories on the stage. He went from a dairy farmer producing milk to one of the world's largest Christian theaters producing Bible stories that are changing people's lives.
And they've been doing. Now you guys have been doing it. Now you're entering what, your 40th year, you said?
Correct. 40th year anniversary is this year.
Josh is the was just recently named the president, and he continues as the chief creative officer. Obviously, your giftings and talents on the creative side. Is that what brought you into the company, or was it his daughter?
That's a great question. I came to Sight and Sound.
I must have said so. I don't know why. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit tells me to ask a question, and I don't know why. I just do it. You know,
I can't imagine where I'd be without Sight and Sound, because I met my wife there.
Yeah, wow.
And that happened year three, of being there. I started in 1995. And, I always had a passion to move people's hearts towards truth through the power of story. That's my own personal life motto. And I got saved after high school. I wasn't born and raised in a Christian home. I was born and raised in a fantastic home with great parents. But it just wasn't a Christ-centered home. And after high school, I got saved. And at that point in time, this fire got ignited in me to use my passion for telling stories. And I thought I was going to go to New York or Hollywood, and I checked out all those avenues. And then my mom said, there's this little theater up the road called Sight and Sound. You should check it out. And I said, well, Mom, I'm not well-versed in musical theater. I'm more of a film guy. But as soon as I stepped foot in that building, the Lord said, this is where you're going to grow. And that was 21 years ago.
Wow.
And so I started, at the ground level and was discovered as far as being a creative. And my father-in-law has been a mentor to me and really groomed me and allowed me opportunity and took his chances on me. And to the point where now I have an executive role and a really fun role, which is chief creative officer,
yeah,
which basically means I get to lead 600 ridiculously creative people. I'm the kid
all over you.
And we play with models. We have half-inch scale models of all of our sets and our shows, so I do. I literally play sometimes. But I cannot say enough about the caliber of talent that we have at Sight & Sound. Over 600 like-minded employees, you know, who are artists or animal trainers or actors or wig masters, prop masters. And every day I walk in that building, I just look around, I just think, Lord, wow, you had an unbelievable plan for this place and for my life, and I'm thankful.
Well, and for you to be able to, you bring the Bible to life in such a spectacular way, and you're immersed in that every day.
Right. Yeah, it's phenomenal. And the cool thing about Sight & Sound is it's a real melting pot as far as, you know, denominations within the Christian faith go.
Isn't that cool?
It's great.
I love that.
Oh, amen. And it's how the body of Christ should be. We have one central passion and theme, and that is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if it's an Old Testament story, we know that there are things within those stories that it's there for a reason, to point us toward Jesus. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our stories that we portray on the stage are Old Testament, but we find that relevancy very quickly and find the theme within it and point people toward Him.
Right. You know, Josh, you said earlier that you had a passion for the truth. I share that with you.
Amen.
I believe that that is at the very foundation of the issues that we deal with America mm-hmm. today, is because we don't know the truth. It's almost as if... you know, Jesus is in front of the world, and the world is echoing the response of one Pontius Pilate that says, "What is the truth?"
Right, exactly.
We've lost grasp, we've lost appreciation for the truth, and there we are. We stand in front of the very source of truth, and we say we still need a sign.
I know, and you know, truth is Christ, and I love when the Bible, you know, how the Bible says that you know the truth will set you free. You know Christ, He will set you free, and you know who you are in Him. And as far as your identity goes, it's exciting to be a part of a company, a ministry like Sight & Sound, who knows our identity. You know, we know why we're here. We know our calling. And, you know, we immerse our audiences with these stories so they can go back in time and actually be able to relate to people that were untouchable before.
Right.
Like for a guest to come out of Moses and say, I never knew I could relate to a man like Moses. Well, that's because back in the 50s, Moses was a beautiful white hair, thundering voice, great posture, you know. But when I read the story of Moses, you know, he was orphaned at age five, anger issues, killed a man, speech impediment, ran away from God. That's the story that Sight & Sound tells.
Exactly.
So
very cool. Well, I want, you know, again, we're encouraging people to go to Sight & Sound, your website.
Sight-sound.com.
Okay, and BillMartinezLive.com. We have it linked. You can see a little bit of the video there. We've got about 2 minutes left. Try to describe. I mean, I love radio because it captures the theater of the mind, as we say.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to put that in your court. Try to describe a scene for us.
A scene?
Or, you know.
I'd be glad to do that. Well, first of all, when you drive up the lane to our theater, it is magnificent. It's like something you would see from the Middle East. You know, it's a huge, beautiful theater. And when you walk in, you know, our motto is we don't just bring the Bible to life on stage. We bring the Bible to life through who we are and what we do as a company. So when people come, they experience an amazing opportunity to just rub shoulders with like-minded people. But when you get into that theater, and you have a 300-foot wraparound stage with live animals. You know, at one time, there's four camels that are coming down the aisles while you sit in the seats. And the scenes open up above you, all around you, and with a 60-plus professional cast and state-of-the-art multimedia, there's nothing that I've seen like it. And I've had the privilege to travel quite a bit to see different live venues, and there is nothing like Sight & Sound. And it's an opportunity for us to fully immerse all the senses with our guests. There is a scene in Moses that
you got about 20 seconds.
That just really is great when the emotion meets the technical aspect and they hit each other, and that Red Sea parts all around you, and the fans are kicking, you know, your hair up in the audience, and the people are walking out past you. It's absolutely one of those most breathtaking things.
Well, now you know why we're so privileged to have Josh Enk on with a Sight and Sound. Remind everybody very quickly the website.
Sight-sound.com.
He is the president and chief creative officer. He's the agent of fun there.
We have a lot of fun.
Josh, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by RB. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, M.D., pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, here we are coming to you from Nashville at NRB Proclaim 16, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we were able to get a hold of Eric Stackelbeck. He's in the other part of the building. But, hey, anytime we can get close to Eric, it's always fun. Eric, of course, sought after authority on Middle East and national security-related issues with extensive experience in TV, radio, print, digital media. Since 2005, Eric has been a correspondent, host, and terrorism analyst for CBN News. And he's got some great news to share with us right now as well. Eric, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us, buddy.
Bill, it's great to be with you. It's funny, we are in the same building, but it's been such a hectic morning here at NRB, as you know.
Yeah.
A real whirlwind. But, yeah, some good news to share, Bill. I've actually left my great friends at CBN after a great run there, and I am now with Christians United for Israel, CUFI, America's largest pro-Israel organization founded by Pastor John Hagee. And the centerpiece of my new role is a new show that actually debuts tonight. On TBN, which is the world's largest Christian TV network. It's called The Watchman, and it is Israel-focused, and the first episode airs, I know you're on the West Coast, you're in Nashville now, but 8:30 on the West Coast, 11:30 on the East Coast, 10:30 Central, and it's going to be a hard-hitting look, Bill, at American, Israeli security, the Middle East, and all the things you and I have talked about for so long here in the show.
Exactly.
But we'll also show some of the encouraging things that are going on in Israel, what God is doing there, and the scientific, the medical, the technological breakthroughs. So it's pretty cool because I kind of made my bones as a terror Middle East expert. But in this show, I'll be hitting all that, the usual subject matter, but also I'll be able to show some actually encouraging and positive things, which is a change of pace for me, a welcome change of pace.
Well, Eric, I think this is so needed because myself, I mean, I just got back from Israel on a Kufi trip about a month ago, and it was absolutely eye-opening. And I saw, you know, what in terms of and understood better the anemic media reporting of Israel. It's so underreported, you know, the anti-Semitism that is going on not only overseas, but even in our country. And what God told me very clearly here, Eric, is that people are confused. They do not have the right information. And then on the heels of this expression and this impression that came upon me about the miscommunication that was taking place about Israel, then I read about your show and I just go, oh, gosh, perfect timing. This is great.
Thank you, Bill. You know, I think, number one, you're absolutely right with the media narrative about Israel. Look, we want to turn it, with this show, we want to turn it upside down and turn it on its head. And one of the main ways we're going to do that is doing what you just did a month ago. We're going to go to Israel frequently for the show.
Right.
I think that's what's going to set it apart, that on-the-ground perspective. I was in Israel 2 weeks ago, all over the country, getting material for the show. And the inaugural episode tonight on TBN is coming out of Jerusalem. So we're taking you on the ground. And one of the things we're looking at tonight, we have a great interview with the ambassador to Israel, Ron Dermer, or Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer, a guy who's very close to the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. But one of the things we're going to look at tonight, Bill, and make it relevant for an American audience, because that's the key, why everyone should care about what's happening thousands of miles away over there in the Middle East. We look at this so-called stabbing intifada that's going on right now in Israel, where you have young Palestinian men and women stabbing, ramming people with cars, shooting people on the streets in Israel, killing men, women, children. This is becoming a major problem. And my message to a Western audience is that this is a cautionary tale. We've seen San Bernardino. We've seen Paris. We've seen these lone wolf homegrown attacks here in the United States, in the West. Well, Israel's dealing with this on a regular basis, and that what Israel is experiencing is the goal for ISIS and its ilk right here in America. That's what they want to bring here.
Yeah, they've said it absolutely directly. When we were there in Israel, Eric, to your point on the Knife Intifada, we were already warned. The state had already warned us not to go into Bethlehem. But the day before we left, a mother of four children, a single mom, was attacked by a young Arab who went in and stabbed her to death. Went into her, broke into her home, stabbed her to death. So to your point, this happens, and this happens daily there in Israel, but the West does not hear about it. And what the West needs to get around their brain is that we're in the age of that we live in today, we're no longer protected by water as we were before. Case in point, 2001, 1993. What happened in San Bernardino recently, and no doubt that America is the crown jewel for Islamists. I mean, they've made it clear they want to take over the world. And you imagine if they take out, as the Bible says, if you tie up, you know, the master of the house, what is it going to be like? And right now, like it or not, even though some people would resist saying that America is the policeman of the world, that is the position God has assigned to us. And if we get tied up and we're knocked out, what's going to happen?
Yeah, Bill, there's such a vacuum right now for strong leadership in the world, and you make a great point. If not us, who? If not the United States as the leader of the free world. Look, in the eyes of the Islamists, the jihadists, Israel is only the little Satan. They refer to America as the great Satan. We are the ultimate prize. We have a bullseye on our backs. You know, Israel, there's so many reasons to support Israel. We bring them out on the show. Obviously, as Christians, we have biblical reasons, but just from a purely secular security standpoint, Bill, look, Israel is the first line of defense for Western civilization. The same forces that want to wipe us off the map want to wipe Israel off the map, and Israel geographically right in the Middle East, a tiny state the size of New Jersey, is literally holding back the jihadist hordes from coming here to the West. If anyone thinks that if Israel was wiped off the map, as the bad guys want to do, and we know that's not going to happen, but if that were to happen, if anyone thinks Iran or ISIS will just go back to their homes in Syria or Tehran, they're sadly mistaken. They're coming here next. That's not alarmism. That's a fact. So Israel is the canary in the coal mine, as we've said so many times, for the West. And the great thing about it, though, Bill, and you were just there a month ago, is, yes, Israel's under siege in many ways, this tiny state the size of New Jersey, but there are great things going on in the land of Israel right now. You would never know that they're the target of terrorists, because the Jewish people there are building something wonderful, and there's a positive, upbeat attitude throughout Israel. There's an energy in Israel that we really want to bring out on the show as well.
Well, that's going to be awesome. I just cannot wait to see the debut of your new show, The Watchman, on TBN, airing tonight at 11:30 Eastern, 8:30 Pacific time, and all the usual times in between. How exciting for you to have a canvas like this to work on as artists, as creative people. That's what we long for, and God has blessed you with an incredible canvas here, Eric, and rightfully so. I mean, he has groomed you every step of the way, and this is a perfect utilization of all your giftings and talents. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And you've been with me through the years. We've been talking for a long time.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The respect I have for you. So,
yeah, we've got a lot of history.
A blessing. So I'm excited about it. And I want to say real quick, the production values of the show are excellent. The team did a great job. And, hey, maybe we'll actually reach millennials with this show. That's one of our big hopes. Let's reach the younger generation for Israel, because we're losing them.
Exactly, without a doubt. Now, and speaking of a blessing, that is the thing that, you know, just surprises me, that people cannot seem to get in their mind. Maybe because they've rejected God, they just can't hear anything of God. But God made it real clear. He says, look, at, you know, those who bless Israel will be blessed. The United States, historically, every time it's blessed Israel, we have gotten a blessing. No doubt about it. You can run the history of our country along how, you know, we blessed Israel and see the direct consequence and results of it. Those who curse Israel, on the other hand, will be cursed. And you can see those times when we get off of our God, you know, God-designed purpose, we find ourselves in trouble. And here we are today, and you might say there is some alignment to that concept.
Yeah, Bill, absolutely. We are playing with fire as a nation as we continue to, on many levels. But isolating Israel, I would say, would be the major thing that is setting us up for a fall if we're not careful. You know, President Obama has really made a major rift in that relationship, not with the American people and the Israeli people, but at the governmental level. It's a huge problem, without a doubt.
But it's up to we, the people, to push back on the government to make sure they get back in right order. Eric Stackelbeck, his new TV show airs tonight. It's the maiden flight, The Watchman, on TBN at 11:30 Eastern. Eric, thank you so much for being with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I love my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing!
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where else did he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Now, this is what you love about Steve, the movie guy. He just doesn't come in like everybody else. Everybody else just kind of sits down. They're happy to be talking to me. He's got to bring the whole band. What'd you bring, the whole Trojan band with you for that one?
Absolutely. We're not into subtlety. We want a big, big opening here.
Hey, live from the movie capital of the world, of course, Hollywood, California, where everything is big, it's beautiful, and so is Steve, the movie guy. He's got an update for us on the big winners this weekend. Deadpool once again, huh?
Once again, this movie is on fire. It's made almost $500 million worldwide. This is a movie which cost about $57 million to make. That's a lot of money, but it's making a lot more at the box office. Made about $56.5 million last weekend.
Wow.
I had a chance to see it. Mm. It is a very funny movie. It's hysterical, but it is an R-rated movie. As one critic said, it's obscene, it's violent, it's profane, but in the best possible way. So it's about a cartoon character, but not one for the kids. I mean, it really is funny and very inventive. So I think it's going to do well again this weekend.
You and I talked about Deadpool, and we wondered, you know, what was going to happen. And of course, Scott and Shane, you know, back in the home office at Mission Control, handling all the big buttons for us, you know, they said, no, this is a strong brand. It's going to do really well. So for them, not a big surprise, only for us that don't know better.
Well, the writing is razor sharp, and Ryan Reynolds really pulls it off. I mean, it really is a funny movie, and you find yourself laughing from the opening credits. So keep in mind, it is an R movie, but it's a very funny one. Then we had Kung Fu Panda 3. That was number 2. Just the movie that refuses to die, about 12.5 again last weekend. Risen, which I think was a bit of a disappointment, 11.8. a better movie than that. We're getting into the Easter season, so it may continue to do well. But
I think in the long run it will. It'll pick up. And I think the church is a little bit slow because you would figure out evangelicals. Of course, the evangelicals are getting pounded so much to be out voting right now, not to go to a movie. But they need to go see this movie. This is a real special movie, and it's different because it gives you the perspective of somebody who's an atheist. And during the crucifixion of Christ and the world events that were taking place at the time, it is, and the production values on it are absolutely outstanding, Steve-O.
I've heard it looks great.
Yeah, it does.
Well done. The Witch was number four, and How to Be Single rounding out the top five. Race, another movie that didn't do quite what they had hoped. It's a much better movie than one that made about $7.3 million at the
box. Jesse Owens' story. I mean, you would think that would really bring people out there. That was surprisingly underperforming as well.
Right, but it's still going to be in the theaters for a few weeks, so you may have a chance to see it. I would recommend it because I think that one is very well done as well.
Exactly.
Well, when I went to see Deadpool, of course, you're seeing all of the trailers for all the big action films that are going to be coming up. And it's the destruction of the world time after time. We have one of those movies, a big action movie called Gods of Egypt. I saw the trailer last weekend. It's a big movie. Then Lionsgate was hoping it was going to be the new franchise. They're the ones that gave us Hunger Games. They were hoping that this one would be a huge film. It cost about $140 million to make. It's not even going to come close to that this weekend.
Wow.
This is about a mortal hero, Bek, teaming with the god Horus, an alliance that is set against Set, who's played by Gerard Butler, the merciless god of darkness who usurped Egypt's throne, plunging the once peaceful and prosperous empire into chaos and conflict. That's what's going on in this one. This, of course, have people, flying across the afterlife, across the heavens. A lot of special effects, not reviewed for the critics. They think it might make about $15 million this weekend, not even number one. So
it probably scared the critics too much. They didn't want to review it.
Maybe so, or maybe they did and were frightened after. Who knows?
Yeah, anything that takes them across and into the afterlife, it's just going to whack them out too much.
I guess, what happened there. Eddie the Eagle, also out this weekend.
Oh, yes. I've been looking forward. This is fun.
Well, it is. It's one of those sweet movies. 77% of the critics are recommending this. This is the story of Eddie Edwards, the notoriously tenacious British underdog ski jumper who charmed the world at the 1988 Winter Olympics. This is the lovable underdog with a never-say-die attitude, starring Taron Egerton and Hugh Jackman in this movie. Once again, here's what one critic had to say. It's a massive vat of hot cocoa with a mountain of whipped cream on top, sweet and warm and made with a mission to satisfy everyone who takes a dip. There you go.
Good fun. And for those of us that were around and remember the story of Eddie the Eagle and watching the Olympics, I mean, Steve-O, I don't know about you, but even as a young man, I mean, I found myself with tears going down my face because of this kid and what he went
through. Well, it's a feel-good movie, and it seems to be done well. The critics like it, so that's one that you might want to check out this weekend. And finally, we have a movie called Triple Nine. This Triple Nine is police code for Officer Down, and this is about a gang of criminals and corrupt cops. They plan a murder of a police officer in order to pull off the biggest heist yet across town. The heist fails. It becomes a super action flick. 59% of the critics are recommending this. Good cast. We have Casey Affleck, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Anthony Mackie, and Aaron Paul in this one. And one you might want to check out if you're into the urban thing, Triple Nine, out this weekend. We should probably talk about the Academy Awards.
Well, I was glad you brought that up because I was going to say, hey, we need to talk. I think that little golden statue is going to be given away this weekend.
Absolutely. Sunday. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Best Director? What do you think is going to happen?
Best Director.
Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant. We have George Miller for Mad Max. Adam McKay for The Big Short. Tom McCarthy for Spotlight. And Larry Abrahamson for Room. What do you think it's going to be?
I'll tell you what a great group of talented people.
Oh yeah.
I'll tell you, I think it's going to be a big night for The Revenant. I really do, Steve.
Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu, he's won the Golden Globe, the DGA, and the BAFTA. I think he goes on to win the Academy Award as well.
It may be a portend that we may be getting a Hispanic president, huh? What do you think?
Who knows? I don't know. Who knows? could happen. Okay. But he is very talented. Of course, he won for Birdman last year, so we'll see what happens. It could be a real horse race for Best Supporting Actress. We have Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs up against, I think, really her big competition is Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl. Now, Kate has won with the Foreign Press, with the Golden Globe and the BAFTA. However, Alicia has won with the Critics' Choice and the SAG Awards. So I would say I would go with Alicia Vikander. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a toss-up. We'll have to see who sticks their foot out in the aisle and trips the other as they go walk up to get the Oscar.
So, now, as far as Best Supporting Actor, it's got to be Sylvester Stallone, don't you think?
You like him as best.
Well, you know, he is the feel good favorite. You know, he's the, you know, the sentimental favorite here. Mm. And of course, he's up for Creed in this particular award season. We also have we have Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight. We have Tom Hardy for The Revenant, and Christian Bale for The Big Short. Mark Rylance also for Bridge of Spies. I think it has to go to Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that's the sentimental, but I got to tell you, I thought Christian Bale did an outstanding job as well, and I know
he did.
You know. I mean, again, these guys are all so talented, but, and it was fun, you know, with Sylvester Stallone. I mean, it just, I wonder if it might be one of those things, well, people say, well, he should have been able to play that part because that's so much him anyway, you know, and give him the props that he deserves, but he definitely is worthy, no doubt about it.
He's been doing that part for 40 years, so I think
why not, you know? He's probably got it down by now.
Best Actor in a Drama, Leonardo DiCaprio has won the Golden Globe, the Critics' Choice, the SAG, and the BAFTA. I think it's going to go to Leo. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, the signs are definitely in that direction. I got to tell you, I am, honestly, I'm not much of a Leo DiCaprio fan,
Well, we have other people in the category. We have
exactly. I mean, he's not the only choice. Okay.
Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl, and Bryan Cranston for Trumbo. And they're all strong performances, but it just, you know, when you're tracking the other award shows and see what's happening out there, and he hasn't won an Academy Award yet, so
maybe this might be his year. I mean, here he is. He's got he's got most of the trifecta, right?
Mm-hmm. We have Best Actress Brie Larson for Room has won everything: Golden Globe, Critics' Choice, SAG, and BAFTA. I think she goes on to win. Mm-hmm. It's a terrific performance in a great movie. But we also have Kate Blanchett up for Carol, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Days, and Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn. But I think it's going to go to Brie. And then we have the Best Picture category. Will it be The Revenant, or Spotlight, or The Martian, or Room, Bridge of Spies, The Big Short, Brooklyn, or Mad Max? What do you think?
I'm as I said before, I think The Revenant takes it.
I think so, too. It's been a big year for The Revenant, although it's been a great year for movies because all of those titles really deserve a Best Picture.
Well, The Martian was was awesome. I mean, the offerings that the Academy came up with, they're all great movies.
They are. I loved The Martian. I loved Spotlight. I also loved The Big Short. But I just
American, I love the Bridge of Spies.
Yes.
You know, Spielberg's movie there. And, Tom Hanks was just absolutely phenomenal in that movie.
Right. And Mad Max is this technical marvel. It's a wild ride. So, I mean, I think, though, it will go to The Revenant. We'll find out Sunday.
Hey, it is coming soon, huh? And don't forget, and in between time and before the Oscars, you've got plenty of offerings to take a look at. Maybe catch Risen. I know it's you're going to enjoy that. It's quite surprising. I got to tell you, a lot of people are really pleasantly surprised that have seen the movie. So good fun. Steve, the movie guy, with us on Bill Martinez Live. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Don't forget the popcorn, okay? We love plenty of popcorn.
Have a great weekend.
You got it. 2 minutes before the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.